This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Gemara tells us in Masechta Tainis, Daf Chav Testament Beis, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos, or Erev Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos, a person could eat and drink as much as they want. U'malal Shulchanai Afilu Kesudas Shloimai B'Shatai. They could bring up on their table, even like the meal of Shloimai. And the question is, why does the Gemara say you're even allowed to have like the meal of Shloimai? Yes, certainly there was a lot of food at the meal of Shloimai. However, there's a much greater example of a extravagant meal, and that is the Suda of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says, "Ma'amitzia pevavam ebeis sudasa da Avraham adifa midas Shloimai hasam tlasa tarla tlasa gavri." By Avraham, there were three oxen for three men. Hachalachol Yisrael Yehuda. So Avraham Avinu served more quantity than Shloimai. So why give an example of the riboy achila like the Suda of Shloimai? Should say kesudasa shel Avraham Avinu. Rav Huttner, in his Chidushim, brought in the Sefer HaZikaron, Simon Chav Dalet, quoted in the Sefer Kamaitzei Shalom Rav, he brings that this is the question of Echad Megdolei HaAchronim, and he gives a wondrous answer. He says the Avelos of Tisha B'Av has two parts to it. Number one, Tainus, you can't eat or drink. Number two, diminishing Kavod HaAdam. So therefore, Erev Tisha B'Av, where you're still allowed to eat and drink, nevertheless, you have to change from your regilos, because the Gemara that in Tosfos brings in Tainus Daf Lamed that if you normally eat with 10 people, you should eat with 5 people. So there are two dinim of the restriction of Tisha B'Av. There is the limit in achila, and then there's minimizing your own kavod. Says Rav Huttner, so too we counteract this when Shabbos comes out on Tisha B'Av. Number one, when Shabbos comes out on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to eat and you are allowed to eat and drink. And there's no choiva v'tainis. And number two, the din that you have to minimize in your kavod, normally on Tisha B'Av, or an erev Tisha B'Av, you have to minimize in your kavod. Instead of eating with 10 people, you eat with 5. No, Chazal say, Mala al shulchanai afilu kusudas shloimai b'shaitai, where there was riboy ha'am. Now, regarding this detail of the number of people present at the Suda of Shloimai was a much larger Suda in terms of the number of people seated around the great tables. So therefore, Chazal, when they say, Mala al Shulchanoi, Kesuda Shloimai B'Shatai, we already know you're allowed to eat. That's the first halacha. Oichel v'shoisa. But regarding being memayit b'chvoidai, Not only do you not have to minimize your kavod could be as great as ever. Your mala al shulchan afilu kesuda shloimai b'shatai. Interestingly, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in the Pri Tzadik, in Parshat Devarim Ois Yud Zayin, he brings a similar idea. There's a machloikis ha-poiskim when it comes to shalashudis on Tisha B'Av shechalias b'Shabbos. Or Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkof Nun Beisif Yod Dalet. He says you're not allowed to eat Shalashudas with other people. However, the Bechar Shar argues, and he says you could eat it with other people. Says Reb Tzadok that Chazal are telling us you could have Kesuda Shloimai, that you could eat it Berabim with many, many people, as indeed we find by Shloimai, Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabim Kachal Asher Layam La'roiv Oichlem. So Rav Huttner and Rav Tzadok both say the same idea, that the point that we're focusing on, Afilu Kesuda Shloimai B'Shatai, the point is not to show how much food you're allowed to eat, but to show that it could be with great company, and you don't even have to be memayit in your own kavod, says Rav Huttner, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen. That is the element that Chazara are conveying by saying, Mala al shulchanai afilu kesuda shalom v'shatai. Bezras Hashem, tomorrow, would like to offer a novel and innovative approach to this question again, regarding why Chazal emphasize afilu kesudas shloimai b'shatai. Wishing everyone an easy fast.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.